Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some r/relationships. I'm putting under relationships, but we're starting off with a neighbor's story. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's crack on with today's first story. Now, can anyone say it with me? Tree law. And our first story comes from a throwaway account titled "Neighbor cut down several trees on my property, claiming they were a hazard. What do I do?" And of course comes with a couple of updates as well. "Hi, a friend told me to check out this sub for legal advice. I'm not sure whether this is worth getting a lawyer over, but I am pretty pissed. So I moved into my current house about 2 years ago. It's a beautiful 3-acre property, mostly flat except for about a dozen large trees bordering part of a road that runs alongside my property. I'm not sure what type they are, but they are pretty big. I think they are oaks. I love them, they provide some great shade in the summer during part of the day and are just pretty. My neighbor doesn't like them. He's not really my neighbor since his house is quite a bit down the road, but he's the closest one to me. When I first moved in, he came over and introduced himself and asked if I planned to do anything about the trees. I was confused and told him no. He told me a little bit before I moved in. One of the trees had a branch break off and fall into the road, causing an obstruction that lasted a whole day, according to him. He said the previous owner didn't care and didn't cut down the trees, but he, the neighbor, hoped that I would. I told him I would talk to the previous owner and see about it. I did that, and though it was 2 years ago, as I recall, the owner told me he went out and moved the branch the moment he saw it. We talked a bit more, and I decided not to cut down the trees. Like I said, I like them. Anyways, that's all the backstory that I think matters. So, I was away this past week/weekend visiting family for our annual reunion. I come back and honestly almost drove past my own house because I was so used to seeing the lines of trees and they weren't there. He cut down all my trees. I immediately went and asked him, and he said he had them removed due to being a hazard and that it was legal because the city signed off on it. I was livid, but just left and told him to stay off my property. There aren't even any stumps, guys. They are completely gone. I asked my neighbors, one who lives down the road the opposite way and another across the way, what happened, and they said he had a company out there cutting them down all week. One of them asked him about it, and apparently he showed them some document from the city that gave him permission to remove the trees. Is that true? Can he just remove my trees? Should I call a lawyer about this? Should I call the city? I don't even know where to start. It's left that whole area of my property an ugly strip of dirt and loose earth. I know the trees are definitely on my property. The previous owner and real estate agent walked around with me, and I remember them showing me the extent of the property, and it's not like the trees are up against the road. The trunks were like 15 to 20 feet in from the road and were probably 15 feet apart. I'm not sure, but they stretched a pretty good amount along the road and some of the branches definitely hung over the road. What should I do? And as I said, we have an edit which is going to cover some of the comments. Then we got a couple of updates, I think 3 updates in total, and even a paint sketch to go with it. And obviously, I'm no legal expert of any sort, but whenever we've seen these kind of stories, we've always seen that people can actually sue because literally you didn't give permission. So he was on your property, damaging your property. As simple as that. But the absolute audacity. Imagine going onto someone's land and thinking, yeah, I know, I can just get someone to come in and cut those trees down, and thinking you're just going to get away with it so easily. Holy moly. We'll cover some comments and then we'll move on to these edits and updates. Jelly says, hire an arborist to come and examine the stumps. Take photos of the stumps. Gather any pictures you may have that show the trees. Check sources like Google Maps as well. Ask the arborist to make sure a report estimating the replacement cost of the trees. Ask your neighbor, the sane one, to make a written statement about what he saw. Call around to local tree cutting places until you find the one that did the job. You're going to want their records and testimony. Then take all that to a local lawyer and sue the shit out of your insane neighbor. Mature trees are quite expensive to replace. You can check with the city and see if they know anything. They can't give him permission to cut your trees. I'm just curious if he committed some sort of fraud with the city. You can also file a police report for vandalism. Brofet says, great name, looks like Oregon, apologies if that pronunciation's awful, has a terrible damaged tree law. Might want to look into that. Your neighbor might need to sell his house to pay for these trees. Lol. To which someone replies saying, shit man, the trees themselves are probably conservatively around $10,000 a pop. I'm no arborist, but that seems to be the minimum value for a 20-year-old tree. There are 12 of them in the paint sketch, so that's $120,000 right there. Treble damages make it $360,000. That's a low, conservative estimate, not to mention the labor to actually transport and plant them. Woof. Woof. Talin says you need to reach out to the city's Department of Public Works and see first and foremost if the trees were part of the right-of-way and removed at city's behest. If they are in the right-of-way slash easement and removed by the city or with the city's permission, you are shit out of luck. The city can remove right-of-way trees in most places. If not, file a police report and lawyer up. A single mature tree can be worth tens of thousands of dollars when illegally cut down. An entire row of them could make you quite a wealthy man. You will need proof of the trees, pictures. You will likely need to contact an arborist to get a quote on the value of mature trees of that variety. If you can get the information on the company that cut them down, you may be able to get more information, like where did the lumber go? There's value in the lumber. All of the wood from those trees is yours, whether the trees were rightfully removed or not. That is your wood to sell and also, quite frankly, likely worth thousands of dollars. You need a lawyer and police stat. And also thinking about that, it must have cost thousands and thousands to cut down huge trees, especially the mounted trees as well. That must have been pricey in itself. Whiskey Tang says, doing some Googling suggests that white oaks are protected species in Oregon. Still possible the city approved the removal, but makes it odd that they would approve multiple trees. One would think the city would seriously consider other alternatives before cutting down multiple 20-year-old trees. And one more from You Have No Power Over Me, who says you need to file a police report for multiple reasons. Besides trespass and theft, your neighbor may have broken some very significant environmental laws. He may end up going to jail for this. Edit. Also, if you don't turn in your neighbor, the authorities might think it was you and charge you. Now let's move on to that first edit to find out what's going on here. So the edit says, which was replying to some of the comments, so I've been meticulously checking this for comments. Thank you so much to everyone who has offered advice. I also called the previous owner, who was rather surprised to hear from me, and told him what happened. He was also pissed. He told me those trees had been there since before he bought the house, 20 something years ago, and also told me what kind. He says they were white oaks, but I'm going to go with what some people suggested and hire an arborist to come out. By the way, I should have been more clear. Whoever removed the trees didn't take out all the stumps. I meant the classic 2 feet stump wasn't there. They were trimmed down to like a few inches, barely noticeable, and there is a lot of loose dirt. Like they tried digging or something. I also saw the comment about a paint sketch and made one. And here is the paint sketch. I'm going to talk to the police tomorrow and see if I can talk to whoever is in charge of these matters with the city. Hopefully they can tell me if they gave permission to my neighbor or not. Thanks everyone. Quick update. Hi everyone, this blew up overnight and I'm thankful for all the advice. This was a busy morning, but I think I'm on the right track. Some of your comments were shocking. Are trees really worth that much? I know my neighbor is a little wealthy since he's told me about a summer house he had in Sun River. Is that okay that I mention the general area of a summer home, but I don't know if he paid for this or what. I went to the police first thing and asked to report trespassing and possible vandalism. The officer took down my story and I even bought him some photos, which he asked to keep. He then told me, and this kind of pissed me off, that unless I had proof of my neighbor cutting these trees down or given authorization to cut them down, it may turn into my word against my neighbor's. He suggested I just pursue this in court myself. Is he right? I don't want to question a police officer, but I want to be sure. While at the police station, I asked who I would talk to specifically with the city about permits and tree removals, and the officer told me to try the public works, which matched what a user commented. Thank you. I went home and called them. The lady asked for my street address so she could check it against their records, and I did, and she found nothing. Not a single thing. She said there was nothing regarding my address or property in the last 6 weeks. I noted that and thanked her. Then I called an arborist like many of you suggested and made an appointment for later this week. She, arborist, also asked that I have some photos of the trees when she comes, which is fine since I have more. Finally, I looked up companies that do landscaping or logging or tree removal, covering all my bases since I really don't know who would handle tree removal anywhere other than a forest. Anyways, after calling a few places, I got one who confirmed that they did the job and told me they were following a city order. That call was after I called the lady at the public works for the city, and she told me there was no record of my address. Did my neighbor lie to this company? They didn't ask me for more details, and when I asked who showed them the order, they said they couldn't tell me. What the fuck? Is that true? I'm going to look up some law officers in my general area and reach out about all this. Does this fall under a specific type of law office? Like, should I hire a specific lawyer? Sorry, I'm really out of my league here. I'll let you know what happens though. Thank you again for the great advice and support. Edit to quick update. The company was a tree service, by the way. Didn't even know that was a business type. They aren't exactly local, but relatively close by. They didn't tell me what happened to the trees either.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Next update. Anyways, rather than updating the original post again, I wanted to let everyone know where I'm at. This is beginning from the end of my last update on the original post, which detailed how I went to the police, found the company that did the job, and called the city to find there was no permit issued / documentation related to my address. Below is the official update. I've called a lawyer. After some in-depth searching and a few calls, I've connected with a relatively local lawyer. I'm a bit rural, and we talked for about an hour. He wanted all the details I had, especially when I mentioned the arborist. He asked for the number and told me he was going to ask for additional information from the inspection that would be important for a lawsuit. He also gave me the number of a surveyor and told me I should call them ASAP. He then set me up with an appointment at his offices next week, after the arborist's visit. As far as the criminal charges, he told me that was my call, but we could talk more about it next week. He did comment that making a police report was a smart move, so thank you Reddit for that advice. Lastly, he told me to not contact the neighbor anymore, to get a written / signed testimony from the witness neighbor, and to report any documents in the mail from either my neighbor or the company that did the job, as well as refusing contact should the neighbor come to my door. I asked if I could continue updating you all, and he said that was fine, so as long as I don't disclose personal information, which I won't, obviously. So it looks like I'm taking my neighbor's ass to court. I hope somehow I can get my trees back, even just having new ones planted. That area of my property is so barren now. I'll be sure to update if more information comes to light that I can share, and of course, if it gets there, to what happens when it's all over. Thank you so much again for all the advice. And now we're moving to the final update, which says, "Hello, legal advice community. I have not forgotten about you, who helped me set on the path to justice. I'll get right to it. I can't speak to all the details, and I'm sorry about not continuing to update. After everything got underway, I figured it would be best not to. To keep it short, we, my lawyer and I, spoke to the police, who then spoke to the neighbors down and across the street. The one who witnessed my trees getting cut down, who stated they saw neighbor and the company cutting down the trees, and then finally spoke to him, neighbor. I don't know much beyond that with a criminal investigation. What happened with the whole city document or the company, and why that is, will be explained below. I hauled his ass to court. Well, first the arborist came, as did the surveyor. The trees were on my property and they were white oaks. The arborist gave me an estimate on having 15 mature white oaks brought and replanted on my property, which was just shy of $650,000. Though he did say some trees would die and that would drive up the cost. I also had my property appraised for the difference before and after losing my trees. It then became a question of whether I wanted to pursue my lost trees and see how much their lumber was worth, or sue for the replacement cost and loss of property value. Basically, do I want the trees back or do I want the cost of the ones I lost? Apparently you can't have both. Well guys, I picked the trees. The actual court stuff started a lot sooner than I thought. We filed, a few weeks passed, and a few days before our day in court, his lawyer reached out with a settlement offer. Apparently, he was wealthier than I thought. We accepted, and while I can't speak to the details of it, I'm getting the trees back. It's going to take a long time, apparently. Several months, possibly all the way up until September, since the process didn't start until this week due to the holidays. But I will have all 12 trees back on my property at no cost to me. My neighbor has also put his house up for sale, and I haven't seen him for quite some time now. Oh well. There's a bit more to the settlement, but I don't feel comfortable speaking to that. Hopefully that's understandable. I remember some of the comments about whether the trees were a hazard to the road based on how far they were from the road. I ended up having to check with the county, not the city, and they sent someone to measure and mark the boundaries. My trees were at least 5 feet beyond it, so outside the boundary. Not even close. Just thought I'd add that in. Anyways, there it is. I plan to take photos of the trees once they start getting put in, and of course, once they are all in place and I have them back, I'll be sure to share them. I want to thank everyone for all their advice. It was a huge help. I didn't know you were also into trees, but I'm glad you are. Have a good one, everyone. And, you know, I'm always surprised whenever I ask for suggestions on subreddits, tree lore, always, every single time comes up, but I always find it really difficult to find a lengthy story where you get all the full details and a conclusion to it. So if you do have any hidden in your little favorites list, don't forget to send them my way, you know, Twitter, Discord, email, however you want to do it. And I'd be more than glad to get involved. I absolutely love it. And I sort of wonder, and I'm assuming it was the case that neighbor did lie to the company about having the city's permission about getting it cut down, and I wonder what these other legal implications are, if they're something to do with that. And I kind of assumed from the start, you know, this neighbor was pretty wealthy anyway, to get, you know, 12 trees cut down, mature trees, that's got to be quite expensive. I'm not sure what it's like over in other countries, but I think in the UK it goes into thousands to get a tree cut down. I heard of someone recently that just got like a couple of branches from the top of the tree sort of lopped off, and it was like near £800. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it, don't get me wrong, and safety and all this kind of thing. So I'm not criticizing the people that do the work, but it is expensive. And whenever we talk about trees now, there's always a story that happened in the UK. And I believe it was only last year. It was in a lot of papers and stuff like that, and you can probably search it up. So I'll only briefly explain it. And basically there was two neighbors next door to each other. The drive was like right on the neighbor's border. So that's where they parked their car, and it's on the neighbor's border. And on the neighbor's side, there was a tree that overhung this drive. So all the branches overhung the drive. Pigeons were nesting in it and basically pooing on this person's car. So the person was getting fed up with it. They was like, dude, the pigeons are shitting on my car, damaging the paint, all this kind of stuff. And they were talking to each other about, and I think it was a bit argumentative, it wasn't just like a nice talk, about trying to find a solution to this tree, because the neighbors who owned the tree were like, I love this tree, and it looked well kept and stuff like that. And you can even, I'll show you the picture in a second of what happened. But they talked about trimming the tree or putting, you know, nets around it so it stopped the birds from getting in it from pooing down on the car. And I'm not sure about the legal ins and outs of this, but in the UK, it's like when, you know, a plant hangs over your property or whatever, you can cut it down, basically. You might see where this is going. So neighbor who owns the drive and the car decides, you know what, I'm going to cut the half of the tree that's hanging over my drive. And here it is.
And when I first saw this, I was like, oh my word, you have got to be kidding me. Like, literally lopped it in half, proper in half. And the neighbor didn't do this himself. So obviously they called their own arborist to do this then for them. And as you can imagine, the neighbors next door was absolutely furious with it. But over a while, it calmed down. But, you know, it gets to that point where they think, you know, I've just had enough of this. This tree's going. And imagine being the arborist thinking, oh my word, I'm in the middle of two disputing neighbors here and I'm just about to cut down half of someone's tree. Neighbors were absolutely furious about this. One claiming, you know, it looks awful and they're going to be at each other's throats now, but it's done. You can't undo it. But we've got a war on our hands with them too. You think, holy moly. And apparently the two neighbors actually used to work together, run a business together, running children's like birthday parties. And then it comes to this over a tree, just this one thing is like, no, it's sending me over the edge. And there was like an update in other articles and stuff, because I was looking at this for like ages. I kept going back seeing if I can find any more information on it, because, you know, it's fascinating. I love a neighbor story. But apparently everyone's just moved on. I don't think they talk as much anymore. I don't think they talk at all anymore after this, but there was sympathy from both sides of the neighbors on this. Some were saying, like, you know, they sympathize with neighbor not wanting poo on their drive, the bird noise, they don't want poo on their car. While the other saying, you know, they could have potentially killed a pretty good tree here, a pretty nice tree in the neighborhood. And, you know, the UK is full of pigeons. It's kind of expected. I get pigeons all the time in my back garden. There's one that I call Big Boy, and he is a big boy. And he's always trying to get to the bird feeders, so, but he has to wait for the little ones to knock all the seed down, because there's no way he's getting up there. And in this story, I felt bad for the tree as well, because obviously I don't know if that could potentially kill a tree, cutting down that amount of branches like that or not. It's a very sad situation, but the arborist, man, he got that perfect, doesn't he? He's got that cut just spot on. But as far as I know, nothing legal happened from that one. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of today's both tree law stories? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Give me a tree law chant in the comments, and hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Yeah, man, I remember being so naive when life was good, weather and palm trees. Back in the day, you were everything I need. But then along came a time when you crushed my dreams. Oh yeah, you played me like a fool when you made me believe that the line between love wasn't thick enough to read. Oh yeah, you see we in despair, crime everywhere. You're selling false hope because you just don't care. Nah, you just don't care. Nah, you just don't. Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.